as your disciples were seated about you at the eve of unleavened bread. You said, "I've eagerly yearned for this supper, and that you'd suffer so his children could be fed." I can only imagine the silence in the room as you passed on the bread to be told. They did not understand the reach of his plan. In his love, we were told to rejoice, not to mourn. So we gather, remembering the glory of the Lamb, the one who was slain for the seed of Abraham. As we long for your coming, we imagine the feast, the King and his bride, when our waiting has ceased. As you arose and went back up to heaven, to plead to the heavenly courts, you lifted the cup of forgiveness. It was paid, it was done, you had covered the cost. And I can only imagine the thunderous sound as all heaven exploded in cheers. We were freed from our chains, now all that remains is to never give in. We are destined to win. So we gather, remembering the healer of our soul, destroyer of death, the Lord over all, the light in our armor, the edge of our swords, the King of all kings, and the Lord of all lords. For we believe in a land, all of creation restored by his hand, eternity, all is revealed. By the time we remember, all scars will be healed. As we long for your coming, we imagine the feast, the Lord and his bride, when our waiting has ceased.